The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 2, text number 30, given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on May 18th, 2007, in Riga, Latvia.
So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter number 2, text number 30.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Tvai ambujaksha kila sattva dhamni. Samadhina veshita cheti saike. Tvat padaponena mahat kritena. Kurvanti go vatsapatang bhavabdhim.
Translation. O Lotus-Eyed Lord, by concentrating one's meditation on your lotus feet, which are the reservoir of all existence, and by accepting those lotus feet as the boat by which to cross the ocean of nations, one follows in the footsteps of Mahajanas, great saints, sages, and devotees. By this simple process, one can cross the ocean of nations as easily as one steps over the hoofprint of a calf. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The true mission in life is to cross the ocean of nations, of repeated birth and death. Those in the darkness of ignorance, however, do not know this mission. Instead, being carried away by the ways of material nature, prakrite kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarvashaha, they are undergoing the tribulations of mrityu samsara vartmani, repeated birth and death. But persons who have achieved knowledge of the by the association of devotees follow the mahajanas mohat kritena. Such a person always concentrates his mind upon the lotus feet of the Lord and executes one or more of the nine varieties of devotional service, shavanam, kirtanam, vishno, smaranam, pada, sevanam. Simply by this process, one can cross the insurmountable ocean of nations. Devotional service is powerful in any form. Sri Vishnu shravane parikshid abhavad vayasaki kirtane. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, 1.2.265. According to this verse, Maharaj Parikshit became liberated by fully concentrating his mind on hearing the Lord's holy name, attributes, and pastimes. Similarly, Shukadev Goswami simply glorified the Lord and by speaking on the subject matters of Krishna that constitute the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, he too was liberated. One may also be liberated simply by sakya, friendly behavior with the Lord. Such is the power of devotional service, as we learn from the examples set by the Lord's many pure devotees.
Svayambhur nadadashambhu kumara kapilomanu perladho janako bhishmo balir vayasakirvayam.
Bhagavatam 6.3.20. We have to follow in the footsteps of such devotees. For by this one easy process, one can cross the great ocean of nations just as one might cross a small hole created by the hoof of a calf. Here the Lord is described as Ambujaksha, or lotus-eyed. By seeing the eyes of the Lord, which are compared to lotus flowers, one becomes so satisfied that one does not want his turn to eyes to see anything else. Simply by seeing the transcendental form of the Lord, a devotee is at once fully absorbed in the Lord in his heart. This absorption is called samadhi. Dhyana vashtita tadgatena manasa pashyanti yang yoginaha. Bhagavatam 12.13.1. A yogi is fully absorbed in thoughts of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, for he has no other business than to think of the Lord always within the heart. It is also said, Samashrutaye palapallavaplavang mahatpadang punya yasho marare bhavambudir vatsapadang parang padang 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 yadvipadang natesham. For one who has accepted the boat of the lotus seat of the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, the enemy of the demon Mura. The ocean of the material world is like the water contained in a calf's hoofprint. His goal is Parangpadam or Vaikuntha, the place where there are no material miseries, not the place where there is danger at every step. Bhagavatam 10.14.58. This process is recommended herein by authorities like Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, Svayambhur Nadadashambhu. And therefore we must take to this process in order to transcend nescience. This is very easy, but we must follow in the footsteps of great personalities, and then success will be possible. In regard to the word Mahatkritena, it is also significant that the process shown by great devotees is not only for them, but also for others. If things are made easy, this affords facility for the person who has made them easy and also for others who follow the same principles. The process recommended in this verse for crossing the ocean of nations is easy not only for the devotees, but also for the common persons who follow the devotee, Mahajano Yena Gato Sapanta. Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. So, the present moment, we are very much suffering in this material existence. But in spite of this great misfortune that we are presently experiencing, we have been blessed with the greatest good fortune. As described in this verse. As Prabhupada explains, this is very easy. So, I hear many devotees saying, but I'm having great difficulty to practice Krishna consciousness. So, if it's so easy, then why so many devotees are having difficulty? Prabhupada explains here what is required in order to make it an easy process. This is a very important point. Any devotee who is having difficulty can note this point and thus become free from their difficulties and have an easy time of practicing Krishna consciousness. So what is that point that transforms it from a difficult process to an easy process? Prabhupada explains, we must follow in the footsteps of great personalities. And he is concluded to emphasize this point, he has concluded this entire lengthy purport with that famous verse.
И он заключает этот длинный комментарий вот таким заключением, это известное.
Mahajano yena gatastapanta. This verse is the key of how to have an easy time of practicing Krishna consciousness.
И этот стих является тем ключом, как достичь того, чтобы было легко практиковать сознание Кришны.
In other words, we should not be proud.
Другими словами, мы не должны быть гордыми.
We should not be puffed up.
Мы должны быть такими.
Thinking that I am a great Goswami.
И думать, что мы великие Госвами.
That by my own strength I can make very rapid progress in Krishna consciousness.
Только со своими усилиями, только я смогу достичь быстрого успеха в сознании Кришны.
Rather, one should humbly feel.
Вместо этого человек должен смиренно чувствовать.
That I am a struggling Godas.
Что я страдающий Godas.
Servant of my senses.
Который служит своим чувствам.
Therefore, I must beg for the mercy of Mahajans.
Поэтому я должен молиться.
Guru and Vaishnavas, that I may come out of this Godas mentality and actually become Goswami by their mercy. Note the term by their mercy.
И обратите внимание на эти слова, через их милость.
We depend on the Vaishnava's mercy.
Мы зависим от милости Вайшнава.
Therefore, we beg their mercy.
Поэтому мы молимся их милости.
Ванчакалпатарубьяшча крипа синдубьяйвача патитанам бхаванебьо вайшнавебьо намо намаха. We depend on the mercy of Vaishnavas.
Мы зависим от милости Вайшнава.
Without the Vaishnava's mercy, we are nowhere.
И без милости Вайшнавов мы нигде.
Whereabouts unknown. But whereabouts means location.
Мы находимся нигде.
Just imagine if you're an astronaut going out on a space flight.
Представьте, если вы космонавт, который
and something goes wrong with your space capsule. There's a fire in your space capsule.
Представьте, что-то случается, например, пожар в этом корабле.
So you take every oxygen tank that's available and you leave the capsule and you go out onto outer space with your oxygen tanks. And there you are, floating in outer space. Just you and your oxygen tanks. And your radio went dead and nobody knows where you are. And your oxygen is running out. That's called whereabouts unknown. So that is our position in this material world. We are floating through the 8,400,000 species of life. And we do not know where we are going. Shishi Radhadamadar ki jai, Shishi Gaur Nitai ki jai.
И мы не знаем, куда мы направляемся.
So, how do we get reconnected?
И каким же образом нам возобновить эту связь?
Back to home, back to Godhead.
Чтобы отправиться обратно домой.
This verse is the key.
И этот стих является ключом.
We have to take shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord.
Мы должны принять прибежище к лотосным стопам Господа.
And by taking shelter of those beautiful, wonderful feet,
и приняв прибежище у этих прекрасных стоп,
we can see from here those beautiful, wonderful feet.
Мы можем отсюда видеть эти прекрасные стопы.
Just by taking shelter of those sublime, wonderful feet of the Lord,
и просто приняв прибежище у этих прекрасных стоп Господа,
that humongous, insurmountable ocean,
этот бескрайний океан,
shrinks down to virtually nothing.
Он сужается, он становится практически ничем.
And going back to Godhead is no longer even a struggle.
И возвращение обратно домой к Богу это уже больше не трудность.
Because you're already there.
Потому что вы уже там.
That's why Prabhupada explained that deathlessness begins at initiation.
Поэтому Прабхупада объясняет, что бессмертие начинается с инициации.
That's why Prabhupada explains that devotional service is transcendental to liberation.
И поэтому Шрила Прабхупада объясняет, что преданное служение это трансцендентно для освобождения.
That's why Lord Chaitanya says, I don't desire wealth, women, or followers. I don't even desire liberation from birth and death. I only want devotional service.
И поэтому Господь Чайтанья говорит, что я не желаю себе последователей, я даже не желаю себе освобождения, я просто желаю преданного служения.
As soon as we absorb ourselves completely in devotional service,
и как только мы погружаемся полностью в преданное служение,
at that moment we are liberated from this material existence.
В этот момент мы освобождены от этого материального существования.
As Srila Prabhupada explains, it can be any one of the nine processes.
И как Шрила Прабхупада объясняет, это может быть любой из этих девяти божественных процессов.
But especially in this Kali Yuga,
особенно в эту Kali Yuga,
when the Yuga Dharma is the Sankirtan Yagya,
Yuga Dharma является Sankirtan Yagya.
Especially in this age, the hearing and chanting, they are very powerful.
В этот век слушание и воспевание это очень является самым могучим.
So therefore, Prabhupada has trained us to focus on these hearing and chanting.
И поэтому Прабхупада обучал нас фокусироваться на слушании и воспевании.
And to render devotional services throughout the day.
И в течение дня осуществлять преданное служение.
Because this will fix us up in constant meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord.
Потому что это укрепит нас в постоянной медитации на лотосные стопы Господа.
One who is always seeing those lotus feet within his heart.
Тот, кто видит постоянно эти лотосные стопы в своем сердце.
He will never again see the repetition of birth and death.
Он никогда не увидит вновь повторяющееся рождение и смерть.
So, if we will take full advantage of this mercy that Prabhupada has given us,
если мы полностью воспользуемся этой милостью, которую Прабхупада дал нам,
to be fully absorbed in meditation on the lotus feet of the Lord,
быть полностью погруженными в преданном служении лотосным стопам Господа,
we will attain the highest level of spiritual perfection.
Мы достигнем самый высочайший уровень духовного совершенства.
Bhagavan realization. There are so many yogis and gyanis and this and that trying to achieve spiritual advancement.
Есть очень много йогов и гьяни, которые стараются достичь духовного продвижения.
But the bhakta, just by meditating on the Lord's lotus feet,
но бхакта просто медитируя на лотосных стопах Господа,
he easily surpasses all of these other transcendentalists.
Он легко обходит всех других этих трансценденталистов.
So, therefore, with full faith,
и поэтому, с полной верой,
without any distractions,
без малейшего отклонения,
let us fully absorb ourselves in meditation on the lotus feet of Krishna.
Полностью погрузимся на медитацию на лотосные стопы Кришны.
By completely dedicating ourselves to following the instructions of Srila Prabhupada.
Полностью предав себя следованию и наставлениям Шрилы Прабхупады.
So I thank you very much.
Я благодарю вас.
And now I can ask if there's any questions.
When one is in fully engaged in devotional service, his senses automatically, naturally get satisfied. For example, when I'm distributing books, all my senses become satisfied. Should I reject this feeling, or should I let it?
When you feel enlivened and happy in Krishna consciousness, you should not artificially negate that like Mayavad. Nor should you try to enjoy that happiness. You should offer that energy in the service of Krishna to increase your preaching even more. In other words, when you distribute a book, you think, well, I'm so enlivened, I distributed a book, a Bhagavad Gita, I'm going to go celebrate. I'm going to run back to Rama and buy myself a piece of pizza. To celebrate that I just sold a book. Instead of trying to do that, what you should do is take that energy, that shakti you've gotten from distributing the book, and use that to distribute another book. And another book. And that way you should take the ecstasy you get from book distribution and channel it right back into more book distribution.
Таким образом, вы должны поступать с той энергией, которую вы получаете от распространения книг, и отдать ее обратно в распространение.
And this way you can become powerful spiritual warrior for Krishna and Prabhupada.
Таким образом, вы станете очень сильным духовным воином Кришны.
Is that all right? Jai. Questions more? Yeah.
Почему только после инициации мы становимся бессмертными, если мы уже до этого бессмертны?
You mentioned that initiation is the first step to immortality, but
to
deathless.
Yes, Prabhupada explains that initiation, the moment of initiation, one achieves deathlessness. Yes, Prabhupada said like that. Yes.
Prabhupada так сказал.
But question is, why only at that very moment? Because we, by our nature, we are immortal.
Ah, yes. The fact is, you are already deathless. There is no doubt.
Да, то, что вы бессмертны, это в этом нет сомнений.
Your point is confirmed by Krishna. Натвейва ханг жату насанг натванг неми жнадипа. You see, that for the soul there is deathlessness. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. But the difficulty is, you have not realized it. That is difficulty. You're still identifying with that stool, urine, and flesh, and bone, and blood. So now you are virtually dead. But by the process of initiation, one becomes alive.
No, через процесс инициации человек оживает.
actually alive, you see. By realizing I'm the eternal servant of Krishna. All right. Next question. Yes.
There is a fear. I'm a bit afraid. There is a kind of fear that if I engage all the shakti I get from the fact that I'm engaged fully in devotional service, that will it be enough? Will it be enough just engaging that new shakti again in that devotional service? Will it be enough? Because there's idea that part of that shakti I should use to satisfy my senses.
Actually, for one who fully dedicates himself in Krishna's service, Krishna takes care of your needs. Ananyaschintayantomang yejana paryupasate tesham nichapiyuktanam yogachemam vahamyaham. You know that shlok?
Yeah.
So, for one who fully absorbs in bhakti, Krishna personally cares for them. You may try to care for yourself like Draupadi holding onto the sari. But Krishna can take much better care of you than you can take of yourself. So therefore you fully absorb in serving Krishna. Even the Bible says the same point. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and then all other things should be added unto you. Next question, you had questions, someone? Yeah.
Srila Prabhupada in his books regularly mentions people who have acquired the ultimate knowledge. Could you explain who are these people?
These are those persons who are strictly following Prabhupada's teachings. Anyone who is strictly following the Prabhupada Pata, the path given by Srila Prabhupada, he must have acquired this knowledge.
Любой, кто следует этим путем, который дал Прабхупада, он достигнет этих, получит этих.
Otherwise, why would he follow this path?
Иначе, а что, зачем же нам тогда идти этим путем?
He's not a paid professional.
Он не не высокооплачиваемый профессионал.
The Prabhupada Anugas are doing this out of love.
Знаете, Прабхупада это делал потому из любви.
So they must have realized the knowledge.
И они должны реализовать знания.
Do you think they are dancing dogs? No, they have realized this knowledge. The Prabhupada Anugas, those persons who have fully given their lives to serve the mission of Srila Prabhupada for saving the whole world, they must have realized this knowledge. Is that understood? That makes sense to you? Yeah. Is there any confusion still regarding this point?
Right. Yeah.
Any other questions?
Yeah. In the
Prabhupada said, mentioned the material miseries. And does it mean is there is a spiritual miseries too?
В комментарии Прабхупада упоминает материальные страдания. А есть ли духовные страдания тоже?
Yes.
Да.
Yes, there is spiritual misery also.
Да, есть духовные.
Как быть мизери по-русски?
Страдания,
да,
да, есть духовные страдания тоже.
The that person who is advanced in Krishna consciousness.
Тот человек, который продвинут в сознании Кришны.
Feels the greatest misery to see the suffering condition of the fallen conditioned souls. It's a great anguish of pain. Prabhupada would often cry, feeling great misery in his heart, very, very sad about the plight of the conditioned souls. So, Prabhupada explains in this connection that Lord Chaitanya is also in anxiety. He's in misery about this as well. So any devotee who voluntarily accepts this misery upon himself, of feeling great pain to see the fallen conditioned souls so far away from Krishna consciousness, that person is helping to carry that burden of misery that Lord Chaitanya is bearing.
И такая личность помогает нести вот этот груз страданий, который нес Господь Чайтанья.
In other words, Lord Chaitanya is carrying such a huge burden of misery.
Другими словами, Господь Чайтанья несет такой большой груз страданий.
So if you will agree to take some of that misery upon yourself,
если вы согласны взять хоть какую-то часть этих страданий,
Lord Chaitanya will be relieved. And he will shower unlimited transcendental bliss upon you. So this is another one of those insider secrets for those who want to advance in Krishna consciousness. That the more you can become miserable, the more you will become blissful. The more you become miserable, the more you become blissful. What is the proof? Paradukha Dukhi. The Vaishnava is one who feels miserable to see the misery of others. So, the more you become Paradukha Dukhi, the more you become Vaishnava. And the more you become Vaishnava, the more you receive the transcendental mercy of Guru and Krishna. And the more you receive the mercy of Guru and Krishna, the more you become immersed in an ocean of unlimited happiness. That is the proof. So now our time has run out. It is now 9 a.m. So we will have another class tonight at 6. Thank you very much. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
His great Srimad Sankarsan Dasa Dikari
Ki Jai.